That's right, guys. Al Soto with actor extraordinaire Oscar Nunez from The Office here. And he looks like he's having a great time here at Keystone
Comic-Con. Oh, hi. What's going on?
Hey, Oscar. ¿Cómo estás? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. You excited to be here in Philadelphia. And how is this reunion with the rest of The Office cast going so far?
It's going great. We've been here since Friday. Brian and Angela and myself and Leslie. And then Creed joined us last night at 3 in the morning. He drove down from Boston. Kate texted me. She's in New York doing her show with Jane Lynch. But the rest of us are here. And we just had a panel, which you guys were at.
Yes, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
So we're having a good time.
Great, great. Obviously, a lot of fans want to know. There's been rumors or speculation about the Office reboot. We know that there have been some rumblings, but I don't know if it's 100% confirmed yet. What can you tell us about the reunion? Or the reboot, that is.
There's nothing. It's just people wanting it to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, the show's number one on Netflix. Ahead of Friends, which is crazy that these two shows are, you know, so hot right now. So I have, you know, there's nothing official, but people really like the show, is what I'm trying to say.
Would you be aboard if they were to do one?
Yeah, sure, but I don't know what it can't. I think we've done everything as far as The Office goes. I don't know what else it would be, but
So obviously, I think it's awesome with the cast. They have a lot of the same first names. Right. Do you feel that kind of helps you develop your character as Oscar on the show, having the same first name?
Some of us do. We didn't. Yeah. You know, at the time, Greg Daniels just went around and asked us, do you mind if we use your name? And I'm like, yeah, how long can the show last? Who, you know? So it's me, Phyllis, Angela, and Creed have our names.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. How similar and dissimilar are you to your Oscar character?
We asked this question at the thing, and I think there's similarities. Mine happens to be, I guess, Martinez is a little bit of a snob, and I think I may be a little bit of a snob when it comes to some things. I'm cool, but I can see that bleeding over.
Right. I love it. Please tell us about upcoming projects. Anything to promote?
Well, yes, I'm actually having a table read for something called, I think it's called Mystery Iglesias. With Gabe Iglesias, he's a very popular stand-up comedian.
Yes.
I think he goes by Fuzzy. He's very popular.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a welcome back Cotter. He's a teacher. I think I play the vice principal or something. I don't know when it's going to come out, but it will be on Netflix. It's a comedy.
Oh, sweet.
Wait for that, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, great. Now, of course, we're in the comic book world here of Keystone. What is your favorite genre? What do you like to watch in the comic book universe? And if you were able to cosplay as a costume or a superhero, do you have any particular ones you would want to do?
Well, we watch the Kiki's Delivery Service and, you know, Spirited Away, the guy who did that.
Yeah.
Ponyo. So we watch Ponyo. We have a five-year-old. She likes Ponyo. And my neighbor, Totoro. So we like that. And if I had to cosplay, I don't know. I like things like Spirited Away, like that kind of anime. If it's anime, I don't know if that's anime.
Yeah, that's animated. To a degree. Wow. Oscar.
Well, thank you.
Muchas gracias. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
For talking to us here on Below the Belt Show. If you could, let us know you are from The Office and you're on Below the Belt Show.
I am Oscar Nunez from The Office and I'm on Below the Belt Show.
Nice.
I'll go back to gazing how I was before.